Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is from Isaiah chapter 51. Lift up your eyes to the heavens and look at the earth beneath, for the heavens vanish like smoke, and the earth will wear out like a garment, and they who dwell in it will die in like manner. But my salvation will be forever, and my righteousness will never be dismayed. This is the text. Well, this weekend, all of our nation is talking about the hurricane and flooding down in Texas, and we certainly pray for those people. Earlier this week, on Monday in particular, and really leading up to it, and it seemed that all of our nation and certainly this part of the country was captivated by the total eclipse of the sun, something that had not happened in a really long time. If I was down in St. Louis, with Melinda and Annalisa, we made an excuse to have errands to run that day as we had begun apartment hunting for Annalisa, anticipating her move there next summer, but we wanted to narrow things down. We also wanted to go see the eclipse. It was all very fascinating. Here, everyone says, well, it never really got dark. Well, it never really got dark down there until the totality happened. It was amazing how bright it was when there was just a little fraction of the sun showing. The question was asked, how much sun do we really need? But it's not just the brightness that we need. And the corona was beautiful. That was amazing to watch. But thankfully, Annalisa told me, well, look down, because you had these shadow snakes on the ground, and that was really interesting. As soon as the sun went dark, Venus, I'm assuming it was Venus, appeared. There was a planet off to the right. It was such a visually inspiring event. But what really caught my attention were the sounds. The evening singers got louder, the tree frogs, and I don't know what all it was, the cicadas, it could have been, it was noticeable, and it was immediate as soon as you had the darkness. But the sound that amazed me most was the silence of everything else, and it was peaceful. We were standing in a parking lot near Manchester Road. If you've ever been south side of St. Louis on Manchester Road, imagine being there and there's no traffic. No one was on the streets. No sound of engines running anywhere. Really no sound of anything. The stores all closed for about a half an hour so that the employees could go out and lift their eyes to the heavens. And then after it was over, everyone went back to what they were doing. And we continued on with our search for potential places for Annalisa to live. As we're working our way west, we got to our final apartment that was on the list that we were going to check out, as we had narrowed down the list to about six or seven through the internet. And of those ones that we had looked at this far, there were two of them that were noticeably superior to the others. And it wasn't just the amenities of the building or the size of the closets or whatever that made it a better place to live, seemingly. But and these two places weren't super fancy or even all that new. One was built in 1975 and the other one in 1987. But what caught our attention with both of them is that these apartment complexes were quiet, kind of off to the side and secluded. Then we went to the final apartment complex on our list. It was actually the newest of all the ones we had looked at. It was a perfect location, Wildwood, south of Chesterfield. Lots of interesting things around there, restaurants, other amenities that would make it easy access to get out and be places. And we pulled into this massive buildings, and we circled around looking for the leasing office and couldn't find it. So I finally pulled up to the actual address that I'd gotten off the internet, and it was just one of the apartment buildings, these three-story structures. And as we're there pondering what we're going to do, a lady walked out of one of the apartments, and so I rolled down my window and asked where the leasing office was. Well, she says, these are condos that get rented out, and you have to go through a realtor, but she goes, I have a number for you if you want. So I asked her a couple questions about the condos, and she just says, well, do you want to come in and see mine? So I pulled our vehicle into the smallest parking space I have ever seen in my life. And we followed this very nice lady up to her apartment. She lived underneath the one that was vacant. And she apologized profusely beforehand that her place was a mess. It wasn't unclean. It's just that three people and two dogs in a small apartment makes for chaotic clutter. And she was exceptionally nice. I really liked her. And she was very thankful that the apartment above her was now vacant, because she described the previous tenants as having two children that were absolute terrors. And we got done, looked around, thanked her for her hospitality, and before I could squeeze the vehicle out of that parking space, the three of us had come to the consensus that that living here would be a place of constant chaos. It was overcrowded, it was loud, everything felt closed in. So we're driving home, and on my way home, all these thoughts kept pouring through my mind. Because the two places that we liked were actually very small, and one of them only had 150 units. And the final place we looked at, I can't tell you how many, maybe 1,000 or more. And prices were comparable. And I was thinking to myself, our world has chosen chaos and clutter. Our world has chosen the clutter of material things and the chaos of life, whether that's the chaos of a exceptionally full calendar or schedule with little or no quiet time. But those apartments that we looked at were microcosms of the world in which we live. And more people chose to live in the chaos. We have to understand that we choose this. We choose to make a schedule with little or no time to stop in quietness, to lift up our eyes to the heavens. Now, the total eclipse of the sun was something that was obviously considered meaningful, certainly to all the people, or seemingly all the people of St. Louis. And really, we know in our nation, millions of people made pilgrimages to little towns in Oregon or Jackson Hole, Wyoming, Kingdom City, Missouri, so they could all lift up their eyes to the heavens and for a few minutes see a couple celestial bodies, which Isaiah tells us one day are going to vanish like smoke. Now, I guarantee that there is traffic on Manchester Road right now, and it's not all people going to and from church. Given the fact that we had we did traveling team volleyball down to St. Louis one year, I am quite sure that a great many of people on the road, even on a Sunday morning, right now are in their cars muddling through the self-inflicted pain and chaos of a cluttered schedule. It's the same reason that there was no traffic at 1:15 on Monday afternoon. It's really known as the fear of missing out. In the year 2013, the acronym FOMO actually made it into the Oxford English Dictionary, fear of missing out. With the advent of social media and handheld devices causing this to be an epidemic, especially among our young people, there is this fear of missing out. Back in my day, I had to wait until Monday morning to find out that my friends had all gotten together with it and had fun without inviting me. Now you can do it in real time. But fear of missing out, it's nothing new. Our sinful condition always makes us think that other people are better off. The grass is greener on the other side. That's a saying that's been around for a really long time. The fear of missing out, it's not just for kids with cell phones. We do it all the time. Parents don't want their kids to miss out on any of the extracurricular activities. So we overschedule. And as we found out when we did traveling team volleyball, because you have to do that if you play high school or junior high volleyball, a few years ago, we realized that part of that includes going to St. Louis on a few weekends. And they aren't just Saturday tournaments. Each of the girls had a Sunday tournament. Sitting for 8 hours in a gymnasium on a Sunday. That was eye-opening. Thankfully, there was Saturday night church here at Our Redeemer. And what was amazing to me is that the gym was packed with parents and teenagers. On my way back from St. Louis on Monday, I'm thinking about all these things. And I was thinking, maybe next week we can advertise that worship at Our Redeemer will last for 8 hours. We'll see what kind of response we get. I mean, what a bonus to hear God's word and sing praises to him for 8 hours. And what joy. The best part is what you receive. The absolution, the pronouncement of the forgiveness of sins, and the actual body and blood of the Son of God himself, who spoke the earth, the sun, the moon, and the stars into existence. You will receive the actual flesh and blood of Christ under the form of bread and wine. That is better than any volleyball participation trophy. The place will be packed. It seems a ridiculous thought in our culture, but I used to work with Amish for several years. 8 hours devoted to the Lord on a Sunday would have been a short Sunday for them. We choose the schedule that we make for ourselves. And you think about that, what a quiet and joyful day that would be to spend 8 hours devoted to the Lord, worshiping and praising his name. And by quiet, I mean peaceful, unencumbered by the worries of the world. That's one of the things I learned living with the Amish. They were joyous people. And they didn't have the worries of the world. And they devoted themselves to the Lord and to very hard work. But they enjoyed it. It was a blessing. And they took time to lift up their eyes to the heavens. Not to worship the sun and the moon and the stars, but to focus attention on the one who made them. We can learn much from the quiet life of others. Isaiah says the heavens will vanish like smoke, and the earth will wear out like a garment. But the Lord says, my salvation will be forever. Don't let the chaos and clutter of life distract you and make you miss out on the actual good part of life. Those peaceful and quiet times when we are able to lift up our eyes to the heavens. There is a reason that Jesus would repeatedly leave his disciples and go to a solitary place and pray. Having a quiet moment with your eyes lifted up to the heavens is refreshing. we were all reminded of that down in St. Louis on Monday. And even when there is no solar eclipse, I assure you that a quiet moment lifting up your eyes to the heavens is refreshing. The righteousness and salvation in Christ, which has been revealed to you in the Word of God, it is the one thing that will last. Our Lord says the one thing that we can take out of this life is His Word. Nothing else is going to last. Certainly not the earth, the sun, the moon, and the stars. They will vanish like smoke. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.